down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Coming up on Off the Vine, we've got special co-host Lo in the studio and your fan favorite from The Bachelor who is on Colton season, Caitlin. Lo's got a juicy confession about a tooth falling out in an apple. You'll have to listen to hear the rest. Caitlin's confession, something to do with 4th of July, text didn't go through, and it ended up with the cops coming to look for her. And I call my mom for some lessons in Japanese. Let's talk about Home Depot, one of my favorite places to go. You already trust the Home Depot for studs, sheetrock, electrical, everything to build your house. Now you can make that house your home by shopping thousands of decor pieces that suit your taste. From sofas to area rugs to that faux floral you've been admiring, Home Depot has all the pieces you need to create your dream space from start to finish. And the best part is it's free and flexible delivery, no hassle returns on everyday essentials and more. Find exactly what you're looking for at homedepot.com/decor. Your perfect home is waiting for you, and it's just a click away. Plus, for a limited time, you can save even more on the styles you love when you use code VINEHOMEDEPOT at checkout. Now there's more kinds of doing at the Home Depot. Valid on select items online only. Free delivery on select items, $45 or more. Visit homedepot.com for more information.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, in the studio today with...
Just give me the
you
look.
You say it.
You say it. Okay, I'll say it. I'll freaking say it.
Say it.
It's Lo here. Lo von Rumpf.
Yep. I just like how you say your last name.
Happy to be here.
Talk about butchering last names. I'm like, von Rumpf.
Yep.
Von Rumpf.
You've known me for years.
Yeah, I know.
Still say that fun last name of yours.
That's my move.
Yeah.
If I don't know how to say somebody's name, I'm like, say it.
That fun German thing,
I just
you.
Love how you say it. Yeah. So I'll let you introduce. You're my co-host today.
Yes.
And I love when you're in.
I love, this is my favorite thing ever.
You just
here.
Add so much to the pod. Like, you're just your presence, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, don't cry.
Needed it.
And I would say you are up there in one of the fan faves of like Bachelor World.
Thank you.
Don't you think so?
No.
I'm like, don't you? Pump your own tires. Caitlin Miller Keys is in the house. You have a unique voice. I really like your voice.
Wow, thank you.
Have you been told that?
I've heard some weird things. Yeah.
Oh, are people assholes about it?
No, people just say weird things about my voice.
They say weird things about everything.
Like, yeah.
I get some weird stuff, yeah. What's the weirdest thing anyone's ever said to you when they meet you in person?
Oh, in person? It's always over DM. Nothing in person, right?
I mean, even if it's nice, like people come up to me sometimes and they're like, you're way prettier in person. And I'm like...
Oh, that's so
yeah.
Shitty
no, I get that all the time, actually.
It's weird, right? Because you're like, that is good. Thanks, but what?
Yeah, you're like, is that... Backhand.
It's just, yeah, it feels like a backhanded compliment, yeah. Even though you're like, well, no, you're still pretty. And I'm like, okay. just tell me I'm funny. Just tell me I'm funny. All I want to hear is that I'm funny. I'd rather be funny. So anyways, you're obviously going on Paradise. Are we allowed to confirm or deny this? Or you just can't say yet, or you don't know, or tell me what you have to tell me.
I don't know.
Okay. We'll see
if
you on
I'm
Paradise.
Single... You know?
Right. Oh, yeah, you have to be single to go on the show. I forget.
Do you?
Well, I don't know.
You should be.
Yeah.
There was the whole, I mean, if you aren't, we'll find out.
Yeah, that's true.
We will find out. Yeah. What have you been doing since the show?
I just got back from Morocco.
Wait, so did Sarinda.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, no way. How weird.
Yeah, she
they were on the same trip.
Everyone was in Morocco this past weekend. I don't know why. Like, everyone.
That's
I wasn't.
The richest sounding thing. I love it. Who's not in Morocco this weekend?
I'm like, I feel like a loser now.
I'm all poor. I was like at the Westfield Mall. Like, shit.
But I'm like, wait, where was I? I was in Denver. I was in Denver. Sorry. Why was everybody there?
I don't know.
Was there a music festival or something?
I know, but maybe.
Hello, Morocco Fest.
Yeah. 2019 yeah. Morocco Fest. Wait, that's so crazy. Yeah. Well, what were you doing there?
I was just there with a couple people.
Just for funsies?
Yeah.
Wow. What I was did only you do? There What's the coolest thing that you did there?
I really like the market. I like not doing – well, that was pretty touristy. But I like getting to like a feel of authentic culture and all of that. And so going to the market and seeing people and watching them make shoes and all that was really cool.
Oh, did you get the cute little shoes like that go up like Princess Jasmine?
Oh, not like that. But the pointy – you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you've been really doing the circuit of podcast tours and doing the stops and the rounds. You know, you do your media thing after the show and it's very overwhelming. But you better give me some gold to work with here today.
Okay.
Okay.
Always. Of course.
Oh, my God. Well, I feel like she's...
I know. You've been around.
You've been around the block. And what I'm saying is bring your A game today, Kaylin. Okay?
But honestly, you're only my third podcast.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah.
Third podcast.
She's done like 55.
So, well, I should just say the media rounds. You know when you come off the show and they're just like, we need you here, we need you here. And everyone's just...
That.
What?
You know, it's doing my thing.
Well, good for you then.
Love that.
She's just above it, and I like it. That's so amazing. Okay, well, good for you. It's so funny because I read my notes. I'm like, I don't want to ask her that.
Now I want to know.
Yeah.
Well, it's just funny because so much time has passed since you've been on the show. But it's funny to, like, I know from experience that you come off the show. Then it takes a few months for it to actually air. Then you're, like, friends with people that are already with the person. And then it's been, like, months. And you're like, so remember that time you were heartbroken by that guy? And then they're like, yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
Completely over it.
But you also have to know where you came from. So it's like a gray area of how to get there and talk about it. But how was your experience on the show? Like, for me, on going on The Bachelor was so much fun. And then the lead was like the hardest thing I've ever done. Oh. But I had the best time. And some people have gone through that process and said like that was actually hell for me. And I had a really difficult time. What was your experience on the show?
No, I had the best time like of my entire life.
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say. You saw...
Wow.
The good sides of me, you saw the bad sides of me, but I had so much fun. I had Cassie, which had a lot to do with that.
Right.
And then I came off the show and watched it back and saw like some of my flaws, and I've spent the time since the show just working on myself. And
what do you mean flaws?
Wait, I you love know? This. Hold on.
Right.
Do you really think that they were flaws, or did they edit you to like...
No. They didn't. I will stand by like everything I said, and they didn't edit it poorly.
Wow.
Because... I got to take ownership. I called. I did.
I'm
you
in
know.
Love with
wait,
you.
What did you? Wait, why did I forget what happened?
Wow.
What did you
called
who? What?
Someone a stupid bitch.
Oh well, but girl, we all do that.
I still feel terrible about it.
She
still think about it.
She was a stupid bitch, though.
No, she's great.
So, who did you call?
Don't change
bitch?
Your honesty. Don't change that honest heart.
Yeah. No. People live for those moments. She probably was family. Yeah, but I mean, I said some horrible things that some of it got aired, some didn't. But you know, sometimes you're just in a heated moment. You say things
exactly.
you don't mean.
Exactly.
We all forgive you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't even remember who it was.
That was like the worst moment. I got a lot of trolls after that.
Oh, well, buckle up because they ain't going anywhere.
Sweet.
Yeah. Like, if you're going on Paradise, like, if I didn't, I'm not confirming anything here.
Yeah.
But that's Troll Central, like...
Awesome.
Troll Island.
Troll Island. You should make a show about trolls.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Bunch of dudes coming out of their basements being like, you're a bitch. Like, no.
Yeah, I would really actually like to see that.
Do you ever look at their profiles?
I do, of course.
And sometimes it's moms with like a 2-year-old. Or
no, it's always moms
always
with a
2-year-old. Have Bible verses in there. And I'm like...
Christians and moms, they'll get you.
Yeah.
And if their name's Karen.
Karen.
Yeah. Karen's?
Lots
I don't
of Karen.
Know.
Vicious.
I named my period Karen.
Yeah.
Sorry about for to start all the mine Karens. Right now.
Well, tell Karen to f*** off. Yeah. I swear, it's no offense to all the Karens out there, because I have a friend that's Karen, and I'm sure there's lovely Karens, but a lot of trolls' names are Karen or Susan, and so I was like, I'm going to name my period Karen.
Susan's the worst.
Because, like...
We all know a Susan.
We all know a Susan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Susan DM'd me, like, I know who it is.
Yeah.
But it was a Susan, and she's like, you dumb queer. I was like,
Susan.
Kinda love your spice.
Respect the spice, but also beat it, Susan.
A little rude.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Jeez. It really is, though. Why? I don't understand. Yeah. And it's always like Susan, like 8765 4321. Like, why do they always have so many numbers
right?
at the end of their.
Just come up with something clever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I get a lot of trolls whenever I hang out with Caitlin.
Really?
I love it.
Oh.
No, they're hilarious. Sorry. No, because they're always like, you're destroying her. Like, they'll always say some weird.
What?
Yeah, like weird shit. Like, I posted, we went to sushi together, and I had all these DMs, people like, you're not respecting her relationship. And I
Why?
Was like, I'm not into Caitlin like that, but yeah.
Oh, do they think we're a thing?
Yeah, we're going to have.
Shut up.
Whoa. Shut up.
I don't know. There has to be it. Like, why? I mean, there's a lot of chemistry.
One time I hung out with, there is a lot of chemistry. I hung out with one of my friends who he's been my friend for almost 10 years, and he's a hockey player, and he's just known for being a dirt ball. Oh. And I know this about him. I've never touched him in my life. He's a friend. He's my ex's friend. Like, it's not a thing. And it was so funny because people were so upset I was hanging out with him and like doing Instagram stories because they're like, what about Jason? And I was like, what? This is like, you can't have friends that are dudes, apparently. No. It's just so bizarre.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about our friends at Custom Inc. They know how to make an awesome event even better with custom apparel and accessories. So whether you're planning a viewing party, a weekend away, or any other event, make it memorable with custom gear like tanks, bags, or wine tumblers. The Custom Inc. website is super easy to use, and you don't have to be an artist to make something cool. They have tools and artists to help you out. But if you do have a design, you can upload it, and there are tons of different kinds of products to choose from. Custom Inc. makes it so simple to create fun custom items for your group. And with the group order form, it's easy for each of your friends to get in on the matching gear. All you have to do is share your design, then everyone can place individual orders, choose their own size, pay for items, and even have them shipped directly to their doors. So bring your girls together. Custom Inc. can help. Off the Vine listeners, you can get 10% off your next order. For full details and to start designing, go to custominc.com/vine.
But anyways, I'm glad you had a good time on the
I did.
But yeah, I mean, anyone can go on TV and... If you're, well, there's alcohol involved, mm-hmm. there's heated moments. You're being filmed a lot of the time. And who can date the same guy with a bunch of other girls and not make a mistake or say something wrong? Like, people are just so quick to judge, obviously, as you know. But they can never put themselves in your shoes. And that always pisses me off because I'm like, I dare you to go on national television and date.
Yeah.
Like, one guy who all these girls in the same house after a while are dating, like, and not call somebody a stupid bitch.
Right? Come on.
I mean, I totally get it. So when you left the show and we saw you heartbroken, what was the transition like coming off the show? Were you kind of like, oh, that wasn't my guy and like he's happy with my friend, and just kind of like, sometimes it takes you just being removed from the situation to get over it. Was that kind of how that worked for you?
It took a while.
Yeah, it did. Okay.
I thought I was going to go back. And I was like, he's my person. Like, I'm going back. I'm going to fight for him. I'm going to go to Spain or wherever they are.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I was convinced. I was like, Colton, so weird to say now. Like, right. Colton is my guy. And then I just, like, took some time and got over the heartbreak. And then Cassie came home and I read spoilers. And I was like, well, shit. Like, yeah. I got to get over this now.
Yeah.
And so that kind of helped.
Because you two are really good. Do you guys live together now?
No, we live two floors apart, but in the same apartment building. Yeah.
Oh, same apartment building. Okay, yeah. So then do you guys hang out all as like friends, like you, Colton, and Cassie?
Yeah.
Like, what?
People think it's so weird.
This is so good.
Yeah, that should be a TV show.
We're really not that interesting, though.
Maybe just put it on IGTV.
Yeah. No, talk about trolls. Every time I hang out with Cassie and Colton, I get – people are like, you're trying to get to him. You're like – And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm so over him. I'm not attracted to the dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's, well, again, people just don't get it. People will never get it until they're into it. What, Lo? You're so intrigued by this right now.
So wait, because the dynamic, like, so you've made out with Colton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So did you have like a sit down conversation and like with Colton, like after everything's wrapped, you guys sit and like, hey, we're going to be friends and like, sorry, like we made out, like it's not weird. Did you have like that kind of coming to Jesus moment?
Yeah.
No, he, I was with him and Cassie and he was like, Caitlin, like if you ever want to talk, like I can, you know, help you, you know, talk to you about what happened and whatever. And I was like, I'm good. Like as soon as I found out it was Cassie, like I'm such a girl's girl. I was like, he's off limits. Like, you know, and completely separated my feelings.
Okay. Well, good
that's
for
so
you.
Good. Yeah,
that's the kind of girlfriend you want too. That's the kind of friends you need in your life. We all know I haven't had all of those.
Same, girl.
It's just all, to me, friendships and relationships is all about boundaries. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just, to me, knowing your boundaries and knowing that you can, you know, put him off limits and just be friends with Cassie. And obviously she's such a sweet person that she can understand that too. I love Cassie.
I do too. We just were on the phone and I was like, I'm doing Caitlin's podcast. I was like, give me a confessional. I don't know what to say.
That's always people's biggest fear coming on my show. They know, oh God, I have to come up with a confession. And we like it juicy around here. So Lo really brings the heat with his confessions.
We were out there talking for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was my confessions get pretty dark.
They're the confessions we all want and need, though. Yeah. It's like, I know
I have one today.
I know I can always count on you for a good confession.
I live my life pretty shitty, so lots to confess.
You know what? You live your life honest.
Yeah.
Honestly.
There you go. Well, not so much. I become honest when I'm here doing my confession. That's when I share my little secrets with the world, but it's all good.
But don't you notice, and let's make Caitlin feel good about this, because it's a safe place. And when you open up on Off the Vine about your confessions, the listeners come and support you in anything you say. And they'll be like, girl, me too. And you'll build a solid friendship with some of them through your weird poop stories. And people really.
I literally scooped poop out of the toilet and people were like, same girl.
You find your own little community.
That's amazing.
It just makes you feel really comfortable.
I got some great endorsements.
You did. Okay, wait. Yeah. So Lo told us a story about scooping poop out of the toilet and blaming it on a dog. Who sent you?
Good Wipes.
Shout
out to Good Wipes.
Yeah.
I had Charmin sent me wipes as well.
You're like, nobody said anything about messy wipes here, but thank you.
Yeah. They're all we know you have issues. we want to support you in that life. And
isn't
I was like,
funny?
I'm down. No, they sent me one. It smells like lavender. So my butthole literally smells like cedar and lavender.
That's amazing.
Can I smell
it? You sick twist. And that's when I get the trolls. You made Caitlin smell your butthole. I'm like, no. I already know. I'm going to get dragged by your crazy Off the Viners.
Yeah, they're like, they love women, but then they're like, who is this asshole?
Kill the gays. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, people are psychopaths out there. You've sent me a couple screenshots of your DMs, and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I love it.
Yeah.
I crack up because I know, one that I clicked on, it was a lady, and she's with her cat. She's all mean in the picture.
Of course she was. Susan, probably.
Yeah, Susie.
Anyways, I want to move from the Colton thing because it is such old news. And I always try, you probably do so many interviews where they just want to talk to you about your experience with Colton, where you're like, let's talk about other things. What do you have going on right now that you want to talk about? You tell me.
Well, I don't know.
what am I doing?
yes, you do. Tell me anything.
Like I said, I've been trying to focus on myself, and I've been doing a lot of volunteer work and just trying to give back as much as I can because I am the happiest I've ever been in my entire life.
Amazing.
I think it's just self-reflecting, and I'm so happy.
That show will do that to you, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I want to just give back and share this happiness. So I'm volunteering with children's hospitals, but
I
also
that.
I love I was hospitalized as a kid, so it's my favorite thing to go back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened when you're? If you mind me asking.
Yeah, yeah. I had encephalitis, which is the swelling of your brain.
Oh shit.
And I had a 10% chance of ever walking again.
What?
Yeah, I lost all motor functions. Couldn't eat. Couldn't walk. Couldn't do anything.
How old were you?
Two.
What?
And
oh,
then
sad.
The doctors gave up, and my mom didn't, and. Here I am.
Wow.
So I love to go and just visit those kids and just be like.
Little miracle baby.
You are a little miracle baby.
Sweet.
Yeah. Wait, that's good. And so, wow. You probably have no real memory of that, but that's crazy that happened to you and that you live with knowing that and that you can go now to children's hospitals and make a difference.
Yeah. I just think it's so cool because. Honestly, it was my mom. She literally never gave up on me. So if I go to these hospitals and instill hope in the parents too, it's it helps. It's meaningful.
That's amazing. Good for you.
I don't know much about what you mentioned, the encephalitis.
Encephalitis.
Oh.
Got it.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
But is it just something that affects infants and babies or do you
it
have any?
It can affect adults too.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think in the 90s, it was just they didn't really know how to diagnose it. And that's why I was on the brink of death, basically.
Wow.
But now they're a lot better about it.
Wow. That's wild. Did you talk about that on the show? I don't remember that.
I talked about a lot of things on the show, and
yeah, you're like, I don't know what they aired, what they didn't. Yeah, that's so true. They always record so much.
Like,
and then
we can cut that out.
Yeah,
nope.
As we're recording this right now, the Bachelorette reunion's yes. on, and I'm like, what the hell is happening on there? Like, what are they showing? What are they not showing? Like, oh god, I'm like so scared to go on my Twitter because. We all know I don't have a filter. And that I get a couple of glasses of wine, and I'm telling Lo I'm going to sniff his butthole. So so who knows what I really
You're
said
like
on that.
Blackout in the mansion.
That happens. I mean, back in my day, we didn't have the 2-drink limit.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a thing now? Mm-hmm. 2-drink limit.
Yeah.
So if you want to get drunk, you really got to try. Yeah. Me and Cassie did.
Actually, you know what's funny is they had the 2-drink limit for the Bachelorette reunion, and we were all like, that and we ended up like screwing the system and figuring it out.
Yes. So if you drink at 1:55,
yep,
and get your 2 drinks, and then you can get your next 2 drinks at 2:00.
Yeah, because it's 2 drinks per hour.
Oh my god.
So really, you can still get lit.
Pounding them, just
can or you hoard them in your room.
Can yeah. they be shots?
Oh yeah, whatever.
Oh.
Wait, no. Like I never do. Maybe one shot.
Like, can you get like a double vodka lime soda situation?
Yeah,
like, so
I think so.
2-3 shots in there.
No, I'm so out of it. I don't know.
What's your go-to drink?
Ooh, margarita. Spicy
Ooh.
Margarita.
Ooh, spicy marg.
With salt on the rim?
Yes.
Or tahine?
What's
Ooh,
that?
Tahine. I got
mija,
really into
she
that.
Loves it. Okay, gracias. She loves the tahine. It's a little chili powder. It's a chili salt powder, and it's so you've not had it before. It's really,
I'm sure I have.
Oh, it's
like a game changer. Watermelon margarita with the tahine. Oh.
I'm like salivating. <I know.
laughs> I kind of am too. I'm like, sorry, I gave you a dry white. Yeah. I should really step up my game, like, with the alcohol
I have
selection.
A whole bottle of tequila in my car. I was like, should I bring this in?
What, you do?
Yeah.
No. No.
I'm like, wait.
Pause.
Somebody go get it. If we run out of wine, if this podcast gets deep and we go there, we might have to whip out the tequila.
Let's do it.
Well, I was just curious about the 2-drink limit. Wouldn't producers want to encourage you to get shwasted?
They used to.
Okay.
But there's a situation on Bachelor in Paradise where some things got out of control.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they like legally.
Wait, wasn't someone saying that they were like touched inappropriately or full-blown raped?
Somebody, one of the producers was actually uncomfortable with how far something went on the show because of alcohol.
I never knew that. I never knew specifics.
To be honest, I'm actually surprised it took this long for something like that to happen because they do provide so much alcohol and there is, like, I remember being like, it was just, I mean, whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted, and I can't believe it took that long for something to happen.
Could the same go for, like, I need bagel bites? Like, could you get?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Food's endless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
You write a grocery list in the kitchen.
That was the best.
And you just write down whatever you want, and it would be there the next day.
That's incredible.
I tested the system. I put down a juicer, and they brought one in the next day. Yeah, they brought in a juicer.
We tried, like, Crest White Strips. That's as crazy as we got.
Oh, girl. Did you get them?
Yeah.
Yeah. See? I went for a juicer. It was, like, $800. I'm like, a juicer?
Did you take it with you? I know. Little Breville. Yeah,
you think I had room in, like, my 2 suitcases that you're allowed to pack for... I was very cocky when I packed because I was like, well, I won't be going home anytime soon. I packed, like, my, like, finale dress.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I did, too. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be prepared. So, I didn't really have room for a juicer to be in there. Those things aren't really like compact.
That's my favorite thing I've learned about this whole situation since the start is you get your own grocery, whatever you want.
That's the best thing you've learned from this?
And meeting you. This incredible.
I'm like, wow.
Miracle Baby and my little wino over here.
Yeah, you will be called Miracle Baby for the rest
of it.
She is a little miracle.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
That is so cute.
So funny.
So you're living in LA now. Wait, where are you from?
Virginia.
Oh, okay. Did you just move to LA from there?
I was living in North Carolina for like a year and a half.
I remember
and
that.
Then, yeah, moved here.
Wait, now you were Miss
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh,
yeah.
That.
Yeah. That's okay. And so the whole, I can't believe they didn't put you against Hannah B for The Bachelorette the same way they did me against Britt.
Dude, I knew that was going to happen. I was like, this and I was gonna say no because I couldn't.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna ask you that. If they did that, would you have said no?
Absolutely. That's like I don't know how you did it.
It was torture.
Yeah.
It was absolute torture. But I'm like, as if they're not gonna. I mean, I was, I didn't think they would do it only because I know how much flack they got when they did that for Britt and myself to go against each other. So I was like, there's no way they'd do that again. But the whole pageant thing, like they really play up the whole pageant thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, as if they're not going to put the two pageant girls against each other for Bachelorette.
All right. ABC's sexy summer drama Grand Hotel is your new guilty pleasure, a 5-star hotel with 5-star secrets set along the gorgeous backdrop of Miami Beach. Eva Longoria executive produces this bold and provocative family drama drenched in romance and mystery. A young woman's disappearance during a hurricane unravels a slew of scandals and lies. It's like pretty much Clue for television. It's a contemporary fresh take on an upstairs downstairs story as the staff's lives intertwine with the owners of the hotel and nobody is who they seem. Guests bask in luxury, but there are many explosive truths hiding beneath the picture-perfect exterior. With so many twists and turns, you'll be on the edge of your seat every single week. An all-star cast, including Academy Award nominee Damian Bicher and Rosalind Sanchez. Grand Hotel, check in Monday, June 17th on ABC.
Do you think maybe, like, are you happy that you weren't the Bachelorette? Do you think it's, like, in the cards for you to do something else? Because I always think everything happens for a reason. And I actually thought you were going to be the Bachelorette. I thought that's who it was going to be. I thought that's who it was going to be. Like, you're not standing right in front of me. But I was actually shocked it was Hannah B. Do you think that was meant to be and that there's something else in store for you, like the love of your life on Paradise? I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's what I think.
Yeah. No, I'm so – honestly, I don't think I could have done it. I've talked to, you know, Colton and – other people, and I don't think it's for me.
It's a heavy role.
Yeah, I couldn't. I'm very happy. If I do Paradise, I think that's definitely more up my alley.
Yeah, it's so much more laid back.
Yes, like on a beach, and you get to see the guy, and you get to like be there with him versus
you get so much time
being restricted.
With him. It's a whole other. I've heard that Paradise is the most fun to film, which I believe.
I'm a little terrified, but I'm excited.
Well, yeah, because the hardest part about
it looks humid.
It's no, it's like you're sweaty the whole time.
Yeah.
Like very sweaty. Yeah.
You are very pretty. Like you could be gorgeous without makeup. You as well, Caitlin.
Oh, thanks.
Stunning without makeup. So I feel like that's a good, like you're just fresh, just little dewy. Highlighter, just like, dewy.
Yeah, and just very low maintenance, I guess. So like I don't care. You know, film me however you want. I just want to like meet my husband.
I'm not cute in sweaty situations though.
I'm not either.
I look like a little drowned rat.
Yeah, like, same.
But yeah, it's not cute. Like, and I only sweat in my hair. So yeah, it's sick. I just,
my
it's
face
just not
just
cute.
Gets red.
Yeah, my face
my
gets red.
My nose gets red.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever. It's not cute, but.
But you really want to meet your husband?
Yeah. I'm like, so I went to Coachella. So basic of me.
And no, it's okay.
Every single one of my friend groups, so Cassie, Colton, Michelle, Greg, and then my roommate Maddie and her boyfriend, I'm the last single one out of our friend group. Mm-hmm. Like everyone.
That does something to you, you know, when you're around all cute couples that are all happy and in love and you're like, oh, so you are single?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Open to dating now? Are you?
Yeah.
Well, she just said she wants to find her husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
Do you think you could find your husband on Paradise?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, you can. We all can.
I mean, there's such success stories out of that. So I'm like, I'm confident. I'm hopeful.
And you know, Jade and Tanner and Carly and Evan and everyone that's been, they've all done, obviously, Bachelor and Bachelorette and just say how nice it is to be able to spend that quality time with the person in the boom, boom room.
The boom, boom room?
It's where people have sex.
Like,
But I mean, even
like
just.
That's at the end, right? Is that like a nightly thing?
No, that's the fantasy suite. So there's Boom Boom Room it's for if you want to just go spend the night with the guy and any night.
I won't be doing that.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to boom boom.
You act like all I want to do is zoom, 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 and you boom boom. Why you got to be like this?
It's okay if you boom boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but if you want to boom or you don't boom, it's up to you. But you get to, it's like, you know, if you want to actually just spend more time with the person, you don't have to
it's
have
called
sex.
The Bristow Lounge now.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. You don't want to know what goes down in the Bristow Lounge. But what I'm getting at is if you want to spend more time with the person, you can go to the boom boom room.
Okay.
You just like have to sign your life away. But.
Mm. Wow.
But I mean, is there anybody that's it piques your interest from other seasons that could be on Paradise?
I've looked at the guys from the season's headshots.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for next week to
don't go
see
off
them.
Their headshots.
No, it's terrible.
They are so. Yeah. People were making such a big deal about these guys. They're like, ew, no one's cute. I'm like, no one's ever cute in their headshots.
No, mine was terrible.
Oh, I'm. Like,
Have you seen mine?
No. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull it up. But don't ever go off the headshots. But who, like, give me names of who you're excited about for if you went on Paradise.
I think his name's Connor.
Connor?
I think he's cute. I think that's his name.
From this season right now? Okay.
Yeah.
And what if there was any guy from any past season that you could pick to be on Paradise, who would it be? And ooh, I heard you on Ellen.
Question.
I heard you on Ellen. You wish Jason was the Bachelor. And that's my guy. I was like, hey.
See, we have the same type, okay?
So you like a little Flava.
A little Flava Flava.
Isn't Jason Italian?
He looks Italian. He's a little bit of everything.
But he's white. He's everything.
He's a little bit of everything.
But in terms of type, like, Blake and Jason are much more my type than Colton. Like, yeah. Colton is so far from who I typically date.
Right. But I mean, when you go on The Bachelor, they put them on such a pedestal where it's like,
oh,
you're crazy to not fall in love with this person that they just build up and you go on these dates with. And I mean, they're never ugly guys. They always have great personalities. Like,
but they really build them up. Like, Colton's great, but like,
oh yeah, they really, yep. They go for it.
Oh yeah.
Would you rather be with a guy who is more like, cause I don't really know Colton. But to me, he feels very like corn fed, like a white dude from a ranch. I don't know what his story is.
Are you thinking of Chris Soules?
No. You know, loves like a mayo on that sandwich.
Like, who is that?
Wait,
person?
That doesn't even look like you.
No. Because, well, first of all, that was like 5 years ago.
Long,
oh, thanks. I was lifting weights.
Oh. So,
doesn't she look so innocent?
Yes.
Yeah. I just.
Beautiful.
I mean, that was 5 years ago, so I definitely.
Where did
have
you
changed.
Take it? Like at Sears?
That's what I mean. Don't you
it's
never
like
go
that
off
background.
The head? It's exactly like Walmart shop.
Yeah.
They make you feel so confident when you're taking it too. And you're like, oh, I feel good. And
then
totally. You're like, what?
They're like, put now that hand on your hip, head tilt, smile. And then they're like, oh, gorgeous, beautiful. And then you see, you're like, no.
I'm having a stroke.
Wait, I actually have a confession. I just thought about this. I used to think cornrows were so cool to put in my hair. And I'd always be so jealous when girls went on vacation and came back with cornrows. And so I was probably, how old was I? Like 16. And I went and got cornrows put in my hair with beads on the ends.
Shit.
No, it gets better.
Know.
It gets better.
Okay.
I went to Walmart and got glam shots.
What?
Yeah, I have them somewhere. I'll find
Stop.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Keep those under wraps.
I need
too.
To see them.
I had this climate. Burn them.
I had cornrows with beads in the ends.
Like
I
full
had yes.
Or the half.
What do you mean?
Like
oh no, full
like,
all
oh.
the way to the end. No
like
extensions. So it wasn't like cute. It was like just my little thin frail hair. Like you could barely even braid the bottom, the end of my hair because it was just so fine. And like I don't know how they got the beads on there; they're like falling off. But then I went and got glam shots, and I remember thinking like I got them all printed. I got big ones in case my friends wanted them. Like,
oh my
I got keychains. Keychains
this
for
is
my
back
friends.
In Canada.
Mm-hmm. I had like I had frosty lip gloss that looked like I ate white powdered donuts.
What?
And like just really thick chunky mascara and like a big Christina Aguilera nose piercing with like my really thin eyebrows. Oh my gosh, no. I really genuinely went to Walmart to get glam shots to be like
that's
your
amazing.
Face you're like mortified.
Yeah.
Like I really went there thinking like, you know, my friends can hang this in their locker.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
so
amazing.
So confident even then.
Like, I really was. I really...
Trailblazer, if you will.
I really thought... I thought I was ahead of my time.
Wow.
Like,
you really were.
Or was I just really behind? I don't know. Let's confess then if we're on that train. Logan, set us up here.
Okay. Wait, I want to finish asking that one question.
Oh, what was it? Sorry, this is so me. sometimes like people who kind of have a problem with me but still listen to my podcast, they'll write me and go, can you let your guest talk?
Oh.
And like, stop making it all about you, which, you know what? Touche.
It's your podcast.
Though. It is. Thank you. But go on with yourself.
Okay. Farm boy, like egg sandwiches.
Oh, right.
That type.
That's how you picture Colton?
Yeah.
Farm boy egg sandwiches?
Yeah,
I mean,
basically.
He's from like Iowa, right?
What?
See?
Right?
Colton?
Yeah.
No, Chris Soules.
No.
Colton's from Iowa?
Am I crazy?
He has to be.
Well, you would know more than me. Well, now I'm Googling
pretty sure.
It.
Let's find out. What do you think? He's from Manhattan?
Like, no. No, but like,
Paris.
Like maybe Milwaukee.
Okay. little bit more flavor in Milwaukee.
Colton
sure.
Underwood.
I think it's Iowa.
Home.
Yeah.
Indianapolis.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Jess got me back there. Yeah. Is that the same thing? I'm Canadian. I'm like, I don't know. Is it?
No, no, not at all.
Okay, so that type. Or do you want like more of like a business guy that's like New York vibe, Chicago, New York, whatever? Mm. Like,
what's your type is what he's asking.
Well, which guy do you prefer? There's two different types of guys. Which one? Do you like a little nature? Or you want like a little city slicker? What's your vibe?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
I've never picked my vibe based off that. I don't know.
Yeah. My vibe is like, I got to be careful what I say here. My vibe is blazers and guys from Buffalo and businessmen. Yeah. What is your type?
Business select.
I like tall, dark, handsome. Very stereotypical.
Okay.
Like suave, but really funny.
Okay.
Gaston, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Gaston? I like someone funny and tall.
Okay.
I've got a lot of requirements.
That's okay.
You're Would you ever date a really short guy?
I have before.
How was that?
Do you see her face? That is not an excited thing.
No.
She was like, I have.
I just smelled
before.
A fart. Yeah. Mm. Oh.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, wow. Shorties are
how you really
out. No short.
So you have before. It didn't work out, obviously. Yep, yep. But yeah. I don't know. I like height. I like if a guy, just as long as he's taller than me.
Like when I'm wearing heels, I don't want to be able to like sling my arm around you.
Yeah.
You know?
Like right. Nicole Weird. Kidman and Tom Cruise. Like you're
not my vibe. But mm-hmm. for some people, it works.
Yeah. Some people are in a
shower. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
Oh, is she taller than him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's hold up for a second because there is a paradise that I need to make another trip to, and that is Disney World. Walt Disney World Resort is the perfect escape, and now as an adult, you can experience it an entirely new way. Enjoy classic attractions that you loved as a child, like Space Mountain at Magic Kingdom Park, or Test Track at Epcot, and indulge in experiences that you can appreciate even more as an adult. Come discover your happy place and experience a side of Disney you've never seen, including foodie dining, unique shopping, and other magical experiences at Disney Springs. Explore new immersive worlds like Pandora, the world of Avatar at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park, where you can ride on the back of a breathing banshee, or Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios, where you can experience the exciting toy-filled world of Andy's backyard. Celebrate spring at Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, where the park comes alive with brilliant gardens, fresh flavors, and rock and live entertainment at the Garden Rocks concert series. And don't miss out on the celebration as we party with Mickey during his 90th birthday at Mickey and Minnie's Surprise Celebration. Why not make a stop at Rose and Crown? This family-friendly British pub features traditional favorites, waterfront dining, and lively entertainment. Relive the nostalgia of Disney or create some new memories. Now is the time to find your happy place at Walt Disney World.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey guys, if you like my show, then you're going to love AJ Benza, Fame is a Bitch, on Podcast One. Join the gossip columnist as he gives his unfiltered opinion, biggest scandals, with his insider perspective on the lives of who's who in Hollywood and tough guy demeanor. Download new episodes of Fame is a Bitch every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
The only reason I love Jason Momoa is because he wears scrunchies on his wrist.
Does he?
Yeah, he wore like a Gucci scrunchie on
he
his
needs
wrist.
To wear yours.
It's my goal in life to get a Dew scrunchie on Jason Momoa's wrist.
Make him
wrist.
Like a Aquaman one or something. Ooh. Special for
no, that's,
him.
He wouldn't do that.
You don't know.
No, he's cool as it. That's like wearing a like the band tee to the concert you're going to. That's stupid.
I always do that.
No! Does,
of course you do. Who doesn't do that?
That's so stupid.
If you're going to a Taylor Swift concert.
You do not wear Taylor Swift gear. Mm-mm.
What? clearly I didn't get the freaking memo.
No, that's
What do
like,
you wear? You want to support T.
Like
Swift?
Like the teenagers do. Like I bought my baby sister there and she, all of her friends did it.
I had like my 1989? Whatever. What the
86?
86, maybe.
I don't remember.
Know.
Oh,
so whatever. Funny. I bought it and I at the little area, gift merch, and I put it on there. It
was like, maybe that's different than like showing up, right?
Yeah, I was pretty excited.
Okay.
For Mariah Carey, I literally
Is that your confession?
Mariah Carey pants. No.
Okay, well, maybe give us a confession. Make up for this right now. Okay. Here's your chance to do better.
Confession time. Okay. So, well, this one's not that bad. It's not like that scooping shit out of the toilet story. Okay. But I went on a date. Everything was going great.
Okay.
He's awesome. I miss him every day.
Really?
No.
Is this the guy where he was a vegan and you fed him a burger?
No. He told me about that. Oh, yeah. So funny.
No, that was like my ex of 5 years. Okay. No. But this one, we had gone on a couple dates and it was magical. Everything was really nice. I think we went to like Gracias Madre, you know, cute vibe, patio, seating. The second or third date, we go and I had told him that I love caramel apples. That's like my thing. So he...
You do?
No, I don't know why. I don't. I actually hate caramel. But he was saying that he used to go like pick apples or some weird shit so with his fan. And I was like, I love apples.
Yeah.
And he's like, meat, like, that's like my favorite thing. And I was
like, I know.
Same.
Yeah.
I love
apples.
Dip them in
green
caramel.
Ones.
Always. I hate green ones. I actually don't like apples in general. Anyway, so he buys me this stupid apple, but it was so sweet. And I was like, oh shit, I forgot I said that. So he's like, let's have dessert. And he brought that out. And I was like, oh, cute. So I decided to bite into it at the table because, you know, he's all excited about it. My tooth came out. My front tooth came out.
Is your front tooth fake?
It's very fake.
Okay. I was going to say, it can just come out of your gums like that.
Veneer. No.
Okay.
Veneer. So it came, I didn't realize, but I bit into the apple and then I see my tooth stuck in the f-ing caramel. And I was like, I want to kill myself because I automatically went to like, I'm disgusting. Like I know how it looks without a front tooth. I look like a freaking hillbilly.
They have like, they shave it down, right?
Like a little nub.
She knows. They shave it to like a little shark-like point.
It freaks me out.
It's so sharp. Like that's what's under here.
Oh.
Like a little sharp point. So anyway.
Like a screw? Like a little screw?
No, they literally shaved my original tooth down to a very sharp point.
Aren't there nerves in your teeth?
Yeah, they numb you out.
I've got a couple too.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
all right.
But I never looked because I freaked out. I know.
No, I know. I intentionally was like, let me see. Before they put the new tooth on, I was like, give me the mirror. I want to see. Like,
if that was me, I would have made like a funny Instagram story.
I would never.
I would be like, baby shark. Baby shark.
As I get my fake tooth.
Yeah.
So, no, just these two are fake. This one too. But anyway, I have three fake ones. So it fell out on the apple. And I was like, oh my God. And he's like, white as a ghost. He's like, are you okay? And I was like, what? All like freaking toothless. And I said, I'm fine. And he's like, oh my God, your tooth. And I automatically was super self-conscious. And I was like, I got to wrap this shit up. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I got to go. And so I took the apple and I'm like,
you know. Yeah, you made sure you took the apple. Yeah. I'll get that to go, please.
I didn't know if I needed my tooth back to give it back to my dentist.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
No, they made me a new one. But anyway... But then I was so mortified about what happened. So he called to check in on me. He's like, hey, is everything okay? What happened to your mouth? Is everything? And I said, you know, I'm going through a lot. And I was just really embarrassed. And I said, I have this disease since I was a kid. And it's like this weird degenerative bone disease.
Are you making this up, though?
Yeah.
What, you couldn't just say
no,
I had
good.
A veneer
I'm...
and it came out in the apple?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay, Caitlin.
Just make things a little more complicated.
Caitlin,
like, no. I would have just been like, my tooth
fell out. Okay, well, aren't you freaking Mother Teresa over here? And honesty is the best policy with Caitlin. Well, it's not in my world.
You make up a story about a disease since you were little?
Yeah, I don't know why, but that's the thing. Why did I go to that place? I was like, I have bone disease. And he was like, oh my God. And I was like, yeah, literally, like, my teeth are rotting and I can't do anything about it. And he's like, I am so sorry. And I'm like, same.
My only regret is that I have bonitis.
And I like just left it there. And
wow, did you get a date too?
No, I said that
because
I never. No, I didn't want. He actually was like, "Is everything okay?" Like he followed up and stuff. And I'm like, I have a couple more treatments and stuff that I have to do. I don't know why, but
he starts a GoFundMe page for you. You use it towards your new teeth.
I think I had because I just well. Oh, here's the thing. Oh. He was very adamant about, like, oh, I like plastic surgery sucks. And I'm like a huge advocate for plastic surgery. And, I want like everything replaced. But but he was very like natural, like whatever. He's like, I want to age and like wrinkles tell a story. And I'm like, my story will never be told. I don't.
My story will be told on Caitlin's podcast, not through a wrinkle.
Yeah. So because I knew that in my head, I was like, oh, if he knew I had a veneer. But by the way, I only got it because I got my tooth like knocked when I was in high school. So it was like, this one was fixed, and then I just decided to match this one to it. So, okay. Anyway.
Oh, but, thanks for that explanation. I am sassy today.
Thanks for that. Brilliant.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's my confession. It was pretty shitty, and I feel bad.
Yeah. You feel bad about lying about a bone disease, or just because?
All of the above. Yeah. Tyler, I don't have a bone disease.
I really hope Tyler listens to Off the Vine. Yeah, hopefully. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Oh, I just had a shitty veneer. Because I'm fake. I'm plastic. Okay, I'm done.
Yes. That's a good confession, though. Forgive you.
Thanks. I know. That was amazing.
Yeah. Kaylin, follow that one.
I know. Mine's pretty shit compared to that.
We have some good ones. No, she said, she's like, I have some, but like, ooh, I don't know if I could say that on the air.
Say those ones.
No. I'm not. No. Uh-uh.
But people will love it. You know this, Lo.
I did. No.
I mean, I've not said ready. Some shit. Okay, tell us. Well, go get the tequila. You know what? Send somebody to go get the tequila. Okay, tell us your G-rated one.
Yeah, this is like PG-13.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where to begin? So,
what?
It's not even that bad. I mean, kind of.
I'm excited.
So, my parents were super strict growing up, mm-hmm. and I just graduated high school. It was the 4th of July, and my parents, like, didn't let me party, didn't let me, like, if I stayed at a friend's house, I had to call from their parents' phone, like, super strict. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, feeling ballsy and was drunk one night and texted my mom, was like, I'm staying at Jesse's tonight, and turned my phone off. But the text didn't go through.
Uh-oh.
So
I'm like, worst nightmare.
That is a mom's worst nightmare.
And I feel like such a jerk because it was the 4th of July. I easily could have gotten in a car accident.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm, like, drunk, and I went to this party. I had the crush on this guy since high school, like, most beautiful blue eyes you've ever seen in your life. Like, just so attractive. And he never gave me the time of day. Like, I wasn't very attractive in high school. So he was like,
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Were you like Josie Grossi?
What?
Josie Grossi, never been kissed?
I'm not Josie Grossi anymore.
No.
Have you seen Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore?
No. Years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's... Sorry, I act like it just came out.
It's like over 20 years old. It's literally
how could you not have seen that, like, in theaters? You're like, yeah, I saw it, like, in 06. Like, sorry, bad reference.
No, I really enjoyed the Josie Grossi. Anyway,
I can't picture you being not beautiful. You,
no,
really?
It was bad. Oh, it was bad.
Really?
Pre-veneers.
Oh. Yes.
Gotcha. Noted. I had bad teeth, too.
Oh, it was terrible. Okay. I mean, they weren't that bad, but I wasn't attractive in high school, basically. And this guy, like, never gave me the time of day, but got drunk on the 4th of July and was suddenly flirting with me. And I was like, oh, I gotta stay. So I, like, texted my mom and was like, this is gonna happen. And she called the police because my text never went through. So the police are literally scouring Fredericksburg, Virginia. My parents are, like, running around. God. And my sister takes to Twitter. And she's like, my sister's missing. Has anyone seen her?
Oh, my gosh. And you were, like, on milk curtains. Oh, my gosh.
And so someone tweets back. They're like, yo, she's at this party. Like, what are you freaking out about? And so me and this guy, Dan, are in bed together. We're not, oh, no. Nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy stands at the top of the steps. He goes, Kaylin, your parents are here. And I was like,
oh, man.
Shit. And I, like, throw the covers off and run upstairs. And I'm wasted. Like,
oh, no.
So drunk. And I, like, run out to my parents. This is also the first time they heard me cuss. And I was like, what the f- are you doing here?
Oh, no.
You bitch. Like, your mom. Like, what?
It was a bad time.
Oh, my God. This is so
You're
good.
Like, hey, if I'm in trouble, I might as well, like, get it all out right now. Wow. I'm drunk.
Like,
I'm going to swear.
Who is this monster that was once our miracle baby? He's like, you, mom. Oh, God.
Actually,
oh, God.
And then my mom's like, all right, well, grab your car. Like, and I was like, I can't drive. Are you kidding me?
Oh, wait, no.
Did your mom make you drive home?
No, no. She finally realized.
God, I'm going to put you in jail and see how that's your punishment. Screw grounding. You're going to jail, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's my confessional.
Oh, that's... Did she really have a tough time trusting you after that?
Yeah, it wasn't a good summer. I did a lot of bad things that summer.
Yeah. Well, because you're rebelling. That's what strict parents need to know. My parents were a little bit strict, too, and then they realized they couldn't control this beast. And they just let me go.
Yep.
She's going to learn for herself. 1 minute, 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial will last. And you know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, pet your fake dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to the sound of my voice, you can get a true cash offer. And best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or your home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and just watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's literally that easy, and after that, you can bring your car in. They'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers that you need, so there's no surprises. Simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
Let's get back to you.
What did you take in college? Journalism?
Yeah.
So do you feel like you can do something with that now? Journalism is so interesting because of the times that we're in. Mm-hmm. But when you, what do you want to do now with this platform that you have? Or do you have any plans? Or are you just kind of like, I don't know?
Kind of I definitely want to be in broadcast journalism for sure. Like hosting or doing something fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm really into fashion. So I'd love one day to start my own line.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But
I am so not into fashion, but I just...
As you're wearing this sweatshirt?
Yeah. It's people just... If they send me cute stuff, then I'm like, cool. I totally know what I'm wearing. But me shopping is a nightmare. Lo is my stylist. I have you for a reason because I cannot dress myself.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I remember I had to dress myself for... I went on Ben. Ben was on my season. Then he became The Bachelor. And then I had to go on his after show one time. And I didn't know that having a stylist was a thing. And so I just picked out my... I wore purple lipstick. Purple. Mm. Gray dress pants and a crop top sweater.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I remember the stylist for the show, Carrie, comes in and he goes, "What are you changing into before you go on?" And I was like, "No, I'm wearing this." And he was like, "Oh." And he goes, "Of course you are." No. And he just walked out of the room with his head down.
Are you looking for the So You Think You Can Dance set?
I wonder if I can pull up a picture. It was very unfortunate, but yeah, it was definitely had purple lipstick on. Oh,
the outfit you wore on this episode was amazing.
Well, thanks to Lo.
Oh my God.
I loved it.
Lo picked that out.
Thank
you. You always make me feel like I can still be myself and I've got a little bit of gangster in there, but chic as well.
Yeah, we find a happy medium.
Yeah.
But I love trying stuff on her. You're down to try. I will say that.
Yes.
You have a specific vibe. She loves a leather skirt. Mm-hmm. She loves a freaking t-shirt.
Yep. I do love a good white basic cotton tee.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
But she's down to try anything. And I remember, I think I tried on I think it was Stella McCartney pants. And I was like, oh, these are Stella McCartney. You're like, who's he?
That is, I don't,
yeah.
I just don't know this stuff.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah.
I don't.
Cassie's the same way.
Is she?
I tell Cassie designer. She's like, who? What?
Yeah. I'm just, fashion is not my thing. It's just not my, I always wish it was because I love when people are like, they get it. I don't get it.
I get it on other people. With me, I could design stuff for other people, but when it comes to me, I'm like, I need someone to help me.
Yeah. This. You should design pageant dresses for Oof. Girls. Oh, no, just kidding. That was stupid.
Worst nightmare.
But then you could, that's because you could make it different. You could make
true.
It not,
Maybe.
That makes you cringe.
That.
You could make it the more edgy, your version. Of, yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll take
10%. Sure, she's going to run with that one. You should get back into the pageant world.
Oh, I'm so far removed.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm just trying to come up with ideas. I'm a businesswoman, okay? I'm just trying to help you.
Mac, I read the article.
Wait, yeah. Weren't you on Forbes?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Am I?
I don't know. What was that?
Oh, it's Entrepreneur Magazine. Yeah. That's like
same
I said.
Same font, though.
Yeah.
Same
font. Yeah. Same font. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I am a businesswoman. So if you need any career advice on how to start your own
business.
It
was about how to create an empire.
Yeah. I'm not lying. I'm just trying to make...
No, we're not saying...
I'm just trying to seem really humble about it. I'm doing that whole thing where I'm like joking, but I'm really serious. Yeah. Okay, we're going to play a game.
Oh, yes.
It's just to get to know you a little bit better than we might have seen on the show, okay?
Okay.
Rapid fire questions, just first thing that comes to mind. This never works. People are always like,
Okay, I'll be better.
If you had to wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would you wear?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, girl. Actually, no, I'd wear a sweatsuit, a onesie sweatsuit. Lo, what would you wear for the rest of your life?
I would do a onesie as well.
Yeah, black, obviously.
Black.
Yeah, always. What are some of your biggest can you nots and pet peeves? Like, can you not?
Ooh. Can you not? Ooh. Pet peeve is chewing with your mouth open.
Like, yes.
There is nothing. I'll be so happy, and it makes me so angry.
Yeah, like rage comes over.
Yes.
Yeah, I get
wish
it.
You didn't. Yeah. I told Cassie on the show, we were sitting next to each other on a 17-hour flight to Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Cass, I love you, but you got to stop.
Really?
She's never done it again.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. She probably thanks
it's
you
offensive.
For calling
I haven't
it
told
is
Michelle
offensive.
Yet.
Yeah. Who?
Michelle, her sister.
Oh, she's with her
but it was like a 17-hour flight. I was like, I got to tell you, otherwise I'm going to lose my freaking mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Your friend should tell you that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. If I was doing something annoying, I'd really want my friend to tell me that.
Yeah.
What's your biggest pet peeve, Lo? Mine's static. I hate static.
Static.
Yeah.
Really?
I hate it. It's like a big pet peeve of mine. Like, it gives me, yeah, static.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that.
Yeah. And rude people.
I've never heard. I didn't know. What?
Be angry
the
at
hell? Static and rude people. The worst.
Yeah.
Like, balloon, like, when you rub your hair.
Oh, don't.
Oh, yeah. That's your thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got to do it. I'm going to put it on Instagram. I'm going to rub it on your hair.
I hate
like
it.
Blankets?
Anything that goes.
Yeah, that static you feel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh. Hate it. It like makes me angry.
My pet peeve is when people compare to other people. Oh. Like if someone specifically, oh, you look like my friend, and then I show you that friend. Like, don't ever do that to me. I never want to see who you think I look like. I don't even want a celebrity look alike. But more so, it's like, oh my God, Kate, you look just like my best friend's sister, and then you see this like troll. I've
people
never had a
always
good one.
Tell me I look like Miley Cyrus. I get it a lot.
I used to get that too.
Yeah, I could see, not that I can't, but like I could see it more with you than me.
No, I see it more with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank God she's not ugly.
Yeah,
she,
yeah, that's a good one.
Love Miley.
It's the personal ones that are like uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
I hear you. But maybe it's that you actually just remind them of them and they have a good heart. So they like put.
I don't care about their heart. They're a troll.
What is your deal breaker for a guy? Chewing with their mouth open?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, okay.
And I dated an atheist before. I'll never do that again.
Okay.
Has to be a Christian.
Yeah, okay.
What about fair. Jehovah's Witness? Sorry, just throwing it
to I was like, probably not.
Random.
But...
little Lutheran vibe.
Yeah. Okay, little spice. What's your deal breaker?
A good deal breaker for me? I'd have to say being broke. Yeah, if you don't have serious. If you don't have money, like I'm not interested. I won't even text you back. I don't want to build your empire. It needs to be built. It needs to be ready to go.
I think let's what you're trying to say going. Is you like someone established.
I'm going after money, baby. No, I'm not a gold digger.
You're
but
not a gold digger. You like someone who's established.
I do like, and I like, yeah, some. I don't want someone that's like building something. I want established, yeah.
What if it's the love of your life? And
no
he's...
chance. There's no way they're the love of my life
but
if they're figuring their life out.
But what if they really figure it out and they're like the most successful person ever and you missed your opportunity because you were a little shallow dick?
Well, we'll touch. Oh my God. I feel like I just lost the love of my life.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it. Bye. Can't do it.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Yeah. Contact me when you have the empire.
Okay.
Unless they're very driven, that I could like squeeze through the crack if someone's like super like, I have this into something.
Yeah.
Passion.
Okay. That's fair. Mine's just if you smoke, but okay.
You wouldn't date a smoker?
No, never.
What if Jason started smoking?
I would be disgusted.
Would you break up?
Yeah, he just wouldn't because he would know I'd break up with him.
What if he did? Okay.
Yes, I would break up with him. If he picked up smoking.
Viral. Everyone. Caitlin's breaking up.
No. Yeah, I would. If he picked up a cigarette. Oh. No, thank you. No. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Something Disney.
Okay.
Maybe the Little... That's not a part karaoke of your song.
World. I sang Part of Your World at karaoke in New York really? Not too long ago. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
Such a
great
good song.
Great song. Lo?
Oh, Live in La Vida Loca. Ricky Martin.
Outside, inside out. Yeah. Living La Vida Loca.
Always.
Cool. If you could pick somebody to play you in a movie, who would it be?
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
Good one.
So good. You good look one. Like you could be her daughter.
Mm-hmm. I just get that.
Yeah.
Her daughter's gorgeous.
Before uh-huh. I still have a big chin, but before I grew into it, I looked like her so much.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope you don't think I meant that. Like,
no, does she have a big chin?
We've both got, like, the heart-shaped faces and, like...
Oh,
that's
so
not a bad thing. I like a good heart-shaped face. Lo, who would play you in a movie?
Oh, wait. What's her name from...
I love that it's a she.
I know.
Schitt's Creek.
Oh, the girl who's also the mom in Home Alone.
Yes.
Yeah, she's Ooh. Hilarious.
What's her name?
I can't remember, but have you seen that mockumentary about dog lovers, Best in Show, with her?
Oh, I love Best in yeah. Show.
It's hilarious. God loves a terrier. Okay. What's your favorite cheat meal? Are you like a healthy eater?
Mm-mm. I'm from the South.
Oh, okay.
So definitely not.
Do you okay. eat grits?
Yes.
Do you like
I
them?
I love grits.
Collard greens.
Not collard greens. Not
I like
thing,
grits. But, I just wanted to fit in there. I'm like, I live Canada. In Nashville. I like grits. I live in Nashville. I also sing and write music. I'm so Nashville. Okay, so what's your favorite Southern food?
I really like mac and cheese with hot sauce.
Or pizza. See,
I really love pizza. Sounds
I love Southern, mac but... and cheese with ketchup.
Oh.
I know.
That's
it's a Canadian
freaking
thing.
Gross.
I know. Oh, it's a Canadian thing. Sounds,
you guys have like ketchup chips, right?
Mm. Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I love
I haven't
ketchup
tried
chips.
It.
Oh, so you'll have ketchup
on a chip, like baked into a chip, not squirted on top of like, freaking yeah, mac
it's
and
like,
cheese.
Oh,
you
and then
sick. I'm gonna throw up. Like
what?
I'm going to visit you.
Have
like
you
if
tried
you
it?
Make that, I'm gonna be sick.
Well, now I have to.
Oh,
have
no.
you tried it?
Never.
Well, then shut up.
Okay, I'll try it.
I'm making you try it. And
that
it,
sounds like poor people's spaghetti.
Do you put ketchup on your eggs?
No, I put hot sauce on my eggs.
Yes.
Remember that time I opened a bottle of hot sauce at my house and you were over and you weren't looking and the hot sauce blew up in my face?
Everywhere, yeah.
Like it had been on an airplane or something, like there was like pressure and I opened up the foil and it went poof in my face and Lo didn't know and I went, whoa! I was like, oh my God. And he thought I had like a seizure or something, was bleeding all over my
yeah.
face.
Traumatic.
And what? He was like, he almost
then she's
fainted.
She's like Helen Keller I'm like in her kitchen. She's like trying to feel around. I'm like, oh shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I had like stomach what? Pains. I had like a kidney stone. So yeah. I was like dealing with my situation. She's yeah. over here blind and...
And he thought I had a seizure and that I was bleeding everywhere.
It freaked me out.
And he almost fainted and he didn't even help me at all. Yeah. He was like,
I was like trying to like book a flight. Like, how do I like wash my hands of this? Like, is she a citizen? Like, I'm like freaking out. Like, what do I do? How do I deal with a Canadian import?
Yeah. I had it up into like my sinuses and everything. I like tasted it for a week. It was really funny though. What's your favorite way to de-stress?
I don't know. I okay. like going on hikes, I guess.
Okay.
Smoke a little weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could get down with smoking weed, just not cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a little edible situation once in a while.
I've never had an edible.
Oh, let's have one tonight.
No, I'm scared.
Oh, God, well.
Does it, legal. What does it do?
Huh?
Does it make you hallucinate?
No, it's not like acid or shrooms.
What does it do?
It just kind of gives you, well, there's different kinds, but it gives you like a body high.
You have some?
I do.
I'm scared.
I think, yeah, I do have some. Okay. Little gummy bears.
Should I video it?
Okay. What are you saying back there?
Edibles are 5 times more psychotropic because they release an enzyme. So it's that's why people freak out on edibles.
Yeah.
See, I don't want that.
We're doing it tonight.
I don't want to.
I'm going to hide it in your little nasty mac and cheese. Just working edible in there. Just eating it, lapping it up.
I can't wait to make you try that. You're going to like it. What is the your favorite place you've ever visited?
Japan. Tokyo,
really?
Japan is the most beautiful place in the world.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love it.
That's cool. I had the option of going there or to Iceland. I picked Iceland, but next time I'll pick Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
There's like something, the people, the architecture, the food.
Really?
It is. I almost moved there.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Domo arigato kazumasta.
Oh, wow. She's fluent.
Ami ami furi vidaskanga, jonimi kayai.
Whoa.
Yeah. My mom lived in Japan for a year. Wow. I don't really know what I just said. I think it's a song, but...
I thought it was too.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a song. But I do know domo arigato kazumasta. That means like...
Have a good day.
I don't know, actually.
No, arigato gozaimasu is goodbye.
I don't remember, maybe. But I do know that don't tash tamashita is don't mention it.
Don't tash tamashita.
Don't tash tamashita.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That doesn't even sound like Japanese.
Well, I don't have the right dialect.
Sounds like a little
Italian. I'm like doing the Italian hand.
Don't tash tamashita.
Okay, let me try again. Don't tash. No. I'm going to call my mom, get her to say it. She's going to go off. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi. You okay over there?
I'm looking at the phone thinking it's FaceTime and I don't see a picture.
Oh, you're getting old, Mom.
Aww. Honey, no, it isn't getting old. It's like you never just phone me.
Oh, well, that's because you're on my podcast right now.
Hey, Mom.
Oh. Wait, let me put my podcast voice on.
Oh, no, please.
Hi.
Oh,
there it is.
This is her, like, voicemail. She's like, hello, you've reached the voicemail. I'm like, why do you do that voice? I have Kaylin. Remember Kaylin from Colton Season?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And Lo. And Lo's here, too.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, Lo, I just love you. You just know my daughter's. Well, I was going to say my daughter's body, but, you know, how to dress my daughter's body.
See, you're ruining her. You're ruining her. But we were talking because Kaylin loves Japan, and I said about how you live there, and I was trying to say don't tash tamashita, but I was sounding Italian. How do you say it?
Oh, don't tash tamashita.
Oh.
It's like, don't arigato kazumasta.
See?
And then you say, don't tash tamashita.
Yeah.
Don't touch the mustache. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's how she always remembered how to say it. Don't touch my... Okay, thanks. Yeah. That's all.
Okay.
That was your big moment.
Well, okay, honey, I love you.
Okay, I love you too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
She's so cute. Like a buttermilk spice muffin.
A buttermilk spice muffin?
That's your mom.
Yep.
The sweetest.
She's so
little
sweet.
Voice.
Yeah.
I love it.
She's
I haven't
so
met
cute.
Her. She sounds so sweet.
Oh, she would love to meet you. Okay. Thank you so much for being a part
Thank
of the podcast,
you.
Though.
This is so fun.
We will do a part two. I always do want to do part two with people. Lo's like on his part 10.
And me and Cassie, we should do it together.
Yes, absolutely. I'm coming back on June 19th for my birthday.
Ooh.
And so then we'll do one then.
My birthday's on the 15th. Are you a Gemini?
Yeah. Are you a Gemini?
Yes.
We crazy.
Yeah, we are.
Two Geminis.
Oh, and I usually befriend Geminis. So
same.
There you go.
Same.
Okay. Well done. We'll do a full. What's Cassie? Do you know what she is?
Taurus.
April 27th.
Aries. Isn't that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
I don't know.
And for anybody who doesn't know or follow you, which I'm sure a lot of people who listen to this podcast do, what's your Instagram?
It's my full name, Kaylin Miller Keys.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is so fun.
And thanks for sharing your confession, but next time I expect something juicier.
X-rated.
Lo, thank you for being my little co-host today. You always add a little something-something to it.
A little something.
Not sure what that something-something is, but it's there.
Thank you.
Love you.
I love being here. And I'm so glad I got to meet you.
Miracle baby.
Our miracle baby.
Our little miracle baby. Mm-hmm. I'm Kaylin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Kaylin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that with OTV?
Sponsor review for this week's Off the Vine are ABC's Grand Hotel. Check it out Monday, June 17th, 10, 9 Central on ABC after The Bachelorette. Walt Disney, plan your next magical getaway today. Custom Ink, go to customink.com/vine for 10% off your next order. Home Depot, use promo code VINEHOMEDEPOT at checkout to save up to 10% now. And TrueCar, visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
My cat Rachel is the silliest cat I know. One time, she played inside a paper bag for 3 hours. What a mystery. But I'm glad her health isn't. Thanks to the color-changing litter from Fresh Step Crystal's health monitoring litter. This premium color-changing litter has pH-activated crystals that can help me detect potential illness early. That makes it easy for me to stay on top of her health and well-being. I may not understand all of Rachel's silly quirks, but I can keep up with the important things. Find Fresh Step Crystal's health monitoring litter at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company.